So when you look at what it is, so the Irish language has fathas, which is like wee indentations above some of the vowels. And so putting that fatha in, it does two things. So it changes the actual word, the meaning of the word, and it also changes the sound and how the word's pronounced. So you have two things there. So you have pronunciation, but also meaning. And I think what's very important to people, whenever it's like their names and stuff, it's the meaning and how it's pronounced. So, you know, it's really important that we give them that respect to language. You know, it's not just a wee marker, which some people might think. If they don't have any knowledge of the language, it actually does have a greater meaning to what it is. So it's really important that that is reflected in our language.
And people who have a real graph for Gaeilge name their children Irish names, and it always comes back to the meanings. And just even thinking of Aisling and of Blaheen. Blaheen's, I believe, means you know, flowers or something in
Yeah, a
relation
little
to
flower,
that.
yeah. Yeah, no, that's it. So it's really important. So like, take Blaheen there, for example. So Blah is flower, and then the E at the end would suggest a little. So you're adding that wee bit on. So that's what the meaning has then. And, you know, when you take away the fatha or whatever you do, then you're taking away that meaning as well. So it is really important that we're giving it the respect it deserves.
Do you think that Irish can be overlooked in this sense? You know, there would be people who would say that if this was to do with a different language, or you know, a language that would maybe belong to people of colour, like that, it would be taken more seriously.
Yeah, I think it would because our language has been so overlooked and it's so anglicised nowadays. Like even, you know, place names and stuff, you know, people like in particular the Gaeltacht areas, people use English versions of the Irish names, you know, and we are losing that. And I think it's really important that we are getting back to that when we do recognise the actual meaning and going back in history and what was actually being said before the anglicisation happened. So yeah, and like if it was other languages that are spoken every day, you know, that are seen every day as the language of that country, it would be more important than us. But we need to get that back, and we need to recognise that Irish is the language of Ireland. You know, it is there; it's in the Bun Rath an Héireann, so we have to recognise that.